Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Saturday, December 21st, 2024. In today's episode, we will quickly cover 20 news articles in 20 minutes. Let's dive in.
Bank of Japan reviews Kuroda's monetary policies. The Bank of Japan, or BOJ, has recently taken a critical look at the monetary policies of former Governor Haruhiko Kuroda. This review is a significant moment as it questions the effectiveness of Kuroda's bold strategies aimed at tackling Japan's long-standing issues with deflation and sluggish economic growth, challenges that have persisted for over 25 years. Kuroda, who served as governor starting in 2013, introduced aggressive measures like quantitative easing and negative interest rates. These strategies were designed to boost the economy by increasing the money supply and encouraging consumer spending. However, the BOJ's findings reveal that these efforts did not significantly change how consumers think about spending or achieve the desired inflation rate of 2%. While Kuroda's policies did help raise Japan's gross domestic product, or GDP, by about 1.3% to 1.8%, inflation only increased by 0.5 to 0.7 percentage points. Kazuo Ueda, the current governor who took office in April 2023, initiated this review to evaluate Kuroda's unconventional policies. Under Ueda's leadership, there has already been a shift in monetary policy, including a rise in short-term interest rates to 0.25% in July 2024. This change reflects a broader effort to normalize monetary policy and move away from the extreme measures of the past. The review suggests that the negative effects of Kuroda's massive monetary stimulus, especially on the bond market, may last longer than expected. Ueda has pointed out the uncertainty surrounding the impact of these policies on public expectations and acknowledged that various side effects may still emerge. Ultimately, the BOJ's analysis shows that while Kuroda's policies succeeded in changing public perceptions about future price movements, they fell short of achieving sustainable inflation. This critical examination of past policies is essential for understanding Japan's economic landscape and the BOJ's future direction. The implications of these findings extend beyond Japan, potentially influencing global monetary policy discussions as countries continue their economic recovery efforts.
Ukraine's innovative use of drone footage in military training. Ukraine is harnessing its vast collection of drone footage to enhance military training with artificial intelligence. Since the conflict with Russia began in 2022, Ukraine has gathered around 2 million hours of battlefield video, which is like watching 228 years worth of footage. This crucial data is essential for developing AI systems that can make informed decisions in combat. Leading this initiative is Oleksandr Dmitriev, the founder of OCHI, a nonprofit organization in Ukraine. OCHI centralizes and analyzes video feeds from thousands of drone crews engaged in combat. Initially, the organization aimed to give military commanders a clear view of battlefield conditions. However, they soon realized that this footage could serve as a historical record of the war, prompting them to store it for future analysis. OCHI adds 5 to 6 terabytes of new information every day, showcasing the rapid accumulation of data from ongoing military operations. Thousands of drones equipped with AI technology can fly into targets independently, raising both operational efficiency and ethical questions about the use of AI in warfare. The conflict in Ukraine has driven the country to innovate in military technology. The integration of AI and drone technology marks a significant shift in modern warfare, emphasizing the importance of making decisions based on data. As the situation evolves, the consequences of using AI in military operations will continue to shape the future of warfare, influencing international relations and raising critical ethical considerations. Ukraine's efforts to leverage technology in its defense strategy highlight the changing landscape of global military conflicts.
Trump's plans for the Inflation Reduction Act. President-elect Donald Trump is set to cancel or significantly change the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, a key climate initiative introduced by current President Joe Biden. This act, which passed in August 2022 without any Republican support, aimed to invest around $400 billion to boost the green energy economy. However, the Congressional Budget Office has warned that the total costs could exceed $800 billion due to unexpected demand for tax credits. The IRA offered substantial benefits for clean energy, including $14.2 billion for emissions-free vehicles and $2.9 billion in loans for hybrid and electric cars. It also provided a $7,500 tax credit for electric vehicle purchases. Trump's advisors are suggesting that funds meant for electric vehicle charging stations be redirected to national defense. Additionally, the IRA promoted clean hydrogen production and created new credits for low-carbon fuels. It allocated $62.7 billion for emissions-free electricity sources like wind and solar power. Trump's proposed changes could dramatically reshape the future of clean energy, impacting industries and consumers alike. The potential repeal may slow progress on climate goals and affect job growth in Republican voting states. Industry groups, including utilities and some Republicans, are advocating to keep clean energy credits intact. The IRA also established a $20 billion green bank for clean energy projects in disadvantaged communities and allocated funds to combat wildfires and droughts. As Trump prepares to take office on January 20, 2024, the future of the IRA remains uncertain. What will these changes mean for the landscape of clean energy investment in the U.S.?
Trump's call for increased energy purchases from the EU. Donald Trump, the U.S. president-elect, is urging the European Union to ramp up its purchases of American oil and gas or risk facing tariffs. He pointed out that the EU already imports a significant amount of U.S. energy, with 47% of its liquefied natural gas and 17% of its oil coming from America. Last year, the trade deficit between the U.S. and the EU hit €155.8 billion, or about $161.9 billion. In a post on Truth Social, Trump stressed the importance of addressing this deficit through large-scale energy purchases, warning that tariffs could be on the table if the EU doesn't comply. This reflects his ongoing commitment to imposing tariffs on countries that maintain a trade surplus with the U.S. The European Commission has shown readiness to discuss ways to strengthen ties with the U.S., especially in the energy sector. The EU is actively working to reduce its energy imports from Russia and diversify its sources, particularly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The United States has emerged as the largest oil producer in the world, producing over 20 million barrels per day, which is about one-fifth of global demand. U.S. crude oil exports to Europe have exceeded 2 million barrels per day, making the EU a key market for American energy. In 2023, Europe accounted for 66% of U.S. liquefied natural gas exports, with the United Kingdom, France, Spain, and Germany being the main destinations. The trade relationship between the U.S. and the EU is complex. While the U.S. enjoys a surplus of €104 billion in services, it still faces a significant goods trade deficit. Projections indicate that liquefied natural gas exports will average 12 billion cubic feet per day in 2024, further solidifying the U.S. position in the global energy market. Trump's statements could lead to higher energy prices in the EU if tariffs are imposed, impacting consumers and businesses alike. This potential for tariffs may also strain U.S.-EU relations, highlighting the need for negotiations to address these trade imbalances.
Market declines amid U.S. government shutdown concerns. Global stock markets took a hit on December 20, 2024, as worries about a potential government shutdown in the U.S. intensified. European shares fell sharply after former President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on European goods unless consumers increased their purchases of U.S. oil and gas. This situation underscores the ongoing trade conflicts between the U.S. and Europe, which are vital for both economies. Investors reacted to the uncertainty surrounding U.S. government operations, especially after a spending bill backed by Trump failed to pass in the House. This setback raises concerns about political instability as Trump prepares to return to office in January 2025. The political landscape in the U.S. is marked by divisions within the Republican Party, with many members pushing back against Trump's directives. On the day of the report, European shares dropped significantly, contributing to an overall projected decline for the week. U.S. stock futures indicated a decrease, suggesting Wall Street was set to open lower. The cost of insurance against a potential U.S. loan default rose, reflecting investor worries about the looming government shutdown. Trump's proposed policies, including tariffs and tax cuts, have led the Federal Reserve to take a cautious approach regarding interest rate cuts in the coming year. Markets currently expect fewer than 2 rate cuts in 2025. A key measure of inflation is anticipated to show a monthly rise of 0.2% for November. Any unexpected increases in this measure could prompt markets to further lower expectations for U.S. policy easing. The ongoing trade tensions and the possibility of a government shutdown have significant implications for consumers and businesses alike. Tariffs could lead to higher prices for imported goods, affecting buying power. The uncertainty surrounding government operations may also impact economic security, influencing investment decisions and consumer confidence.
Swiss inquiry into Credit Suisse's collapse. Swiss lawmakers are pushing for stricter oversight of the financial sector after an investigation into the collapse of Credit Suisse, a major Swiss bank. This inquiry has uncovered serious management failures and regulatory shortcomings, leading to a detailed report that highlights these issues. The report criticizes the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, known as FINMA, for its lack of transparency and inadequate response during the crisis that caused the bank's downfall in March 2023. It points out that the Swiss bureaucracy struggles with scrutiny, which contributed to the ineffective oversight of Credit Suisse. Lawmakers have placed the blame squarely on the bank's management, emphasizing the urgent need for reforms to prevent similar failures in the future. In June 2023, the Swiss Parliament took the unusual step of forming a committee to investigate the official response to the Credit Suisse crisis. The findings from this committee will shape the government's plans for reforming the banking sector. The report urges the government to limit concessions that allow banks to hold less capital, a key factor in Credit Suisse's vulnerability. The acquisition of Credit Suisse by its rival UBS occurred during a government-led rescue, taking place at a fraction of Credit Suisse's previous value. This raised serious concerns about the stability of the Swiss banking system. The implications of this inquiry extend beyond Credit Suisse, potentially leading to stricter regulations for all banks in Switzerland. If reforms are implemented effectively, it could restore confidence among investors and the public. However, tighter regulations might also impact the profitability of banks, affecting their operations and investment strategies. Overall, this investigation serves as a crucial reminder of the importance of effective oversight and management in the financial sector. The Swiss government aims to use the insights gained from this inquiry to strengthen the banking system and rebuild public trust.
Inobat's major investment boost for electric vehicle batteries. Inobat, a Slovak battery manufacturer, has snagged 100 million euros, about $104 million, in its latest funding round. This investment is a game changer, marking the largest ever for a tech company in Slovakia. The funding comes from Godion High Tech, a Chinese battery cell manufacturer, along with various strategic investors. This announcement arrives at a critical moment for the electric vehicle industry in Europe, especially following Northvolt's recent bankruptcy filing in the US, which has raised concerns about the future of battery production. In June 2024, Slovakia's economy minister, Denisa Sikova, shared exciting news. Godion and Inobat plan to invest over 1 billion euros to build a new electric vehicle battery plant in Slovakia, a historic move for the country. Inobat is set to ramp up production of European-designed battery cells and launch an energy storage business in partnership with Godion. They also aim to seek additional funding to expand their operations in Slovakia, Serbia, and Spain. Slovakia is emerging as a key player in the electric vehicle battery market, which is vital for the transition to cleaner energy. This investment aligns with global efforts to combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions. The collaboration between Inobat and Godion underscores the growing importance of sustainable technology in the region, boosting Slovakia's reputation as an innovation hub in the electric vehicle sector.
Tensions rise over Musk's investments in China. House Democrat Rosa DeLauro has taken a strong stance against Republicans, accusing them of shielding Elon Musk's investments in China. On December 20, 2024, she expressed her concerns about their decision to remove provisions that would limit U.S. investments in the country, raising alarms about national security. Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has poured significant resources into China, especially in the electric vehicle and battery sectors. DeLauro highlighted Musk's close connections to the Chinese Communist Party and questioned his reasons for opposing a previous funding deal. Tesla's Shanghai plant is vital, producing a substantial portion of the company's global output. In fact, nearly a quarter of Tesla's revenue in 2023 came from vehicles manufactured in China. Recently, Musk announced a $200 million investment in a new factory in China aimed at producing large batteries crucial for Tesla's electric vehicle supply chain. This move has sparked concern among those advocating for stricter regulations on U.S. investments in China. In October 2024, the U.S. Department of the Treasury finalized new rules set to take effect on January 2, 2025. These regulations will restrict U.S. investments in artificial intelligence and other tech sectors in China that could threaten national security. DeLauro emphasized the importance of these measures to protect U.S. supply chains and critical capabilities. Musk didn't hold back in response to DeLauro's criticisms, suggesting on social media that she should be expelled from Congress. This public clash highlights the ongoing tensions between Musk, Tesla, and U.S. lawmakers over foreign investments. The relationship between the United States and China is complex, filled with trade, investment, and national security challenges. As Tesla continues to expand its operations in China, the consequences of these investments will likely have a significant impact on U.S.-China relations and the broader economic landscape.
Switzerland and the European Union strengthen trade relations. Switzerland and the European Union have just announced a groundbreaking trade agreement aimed at bolstering their economic ties in the face of global challenges. This significant deal, revealed on December 20, 2024, marks the most important update to their trade relations in years. During a press conference in Bern, Swiss President Viola Amherd and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen emphasized the agreement's importance. Trade relationship, valued at around 300 billion Swiss francs, about $330 billion annually, is vital for both sides. The new agreement addresses key issues such as electricity, state aid, and freedom of movement. Switzerland's financial contributions to the EU will stay at 130 million Swiss francs, or roughly $145 million, each year until 2029, after which it will increase to 350 million Swiss francs. Negotiations kicked off in March 2024, following previous challenges. Current geopolitical climate has made strong partnerships essential, and President Amherd stressed that stable relations are crucial during these uncertain times. The agreement also allows Switzerland to manage immigration from EU member states under specific conditions, a topic that has sparked considerable debate. Additionally, a mechanism for resolving disagreements between Swiss and EU laws has been established. European Trade Commissioner Maro Sefcovic highlighted the potential benefits of this agreement, particularly in areas like research and health. However, it still requires approval from both the Swiss and European parliaments and may face a public referendum in Switzerland, where EU integration has its critics. This trade agreement represents a crucial step in the evolving relationship between Switzerland and the EU, underscoring the need for cooperation in an increasingly complex world.
Nippon Steel's allegations against the White House. Nippon Steel, a leading steel producer from Tokyo, Japan, has raised serious allegations against the White House regarding its $14.9 billion bid for U.S. Steel, a well-known American manufacturer based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In a recent letter, Nippon Steel claimed that the White House applied unacceptable pressure during the National Security Review by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS. CFIUS is responsible for assessing foreign investments to protect national security. They are facing a deadline to either approve the merger,
extend the review, or recommend that President Joe Biden block the deal. Reports suggest that CFIUS has raised significant concerns that could lead to the merger being halted. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel argue that this investment would actually improve U.S. Steel's production capabilities. However, the situation is complicated by a potential government shutdown that could delay the review process. President Biden has opposed the merger, believing U.S. Steel should remain American-owned. His stance may be influenced by the United Steelworkers Union, led by President David McCall, who has voiced strong opposition. The scrutiny of this merger has intensified, with both President Biden and former President Donald Trump expressing concerns about foreign ownership of critical American industries. If the merger is blocked, Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel plan to contest the decision in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, arguing it violates due process. The outcome could set a significant precedent for future foreign investments in the U.S., especially in industries vital to national security. This situation highlights the complex relationship between foreign investment, national security, and labor interests in America.
Political turmoil in Canada. Trudeau faces no confidence vote. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in hot water as he faces a potential no confidence vote that could see him lose power early next year. Jagmeet Singh, leader of the New Democratic Party, has announced plans to introduce this motion against Trudeau's minority Liberal government. This comes after polls reveal growing voter frustration over high prices and a housing crisis. The no-confidence vote is set to be presented when the House of Commons in Ottawa returns from its winter break on January 27, 2024. Singh has made it clear that no matter who leads the Liberal Party, this government's time is up. He's determined to push for a vote to remove Trudeau in the next session. The Bloc Québécois, another opposition party, has promised to support Singh, forming a strong alliance against the Prime Minister. The Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is also backing the motion. Poilievre has criticized Trudeau's leadership, calling it a chaotic mess and stating that Trudeau no longer has the confidence of Parliament. Trudeau's government is under increasing pressure, especially after the recent resignation of his finance minister. Many Liberal legislators have publicly urged Trudeau to step down, although his cabinet remains loyal. The timing of this political turmoil is crucial, especially with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump set to take office on January 20, 2024 and planning to impose a 25% tariff on all imports from Canada. Such tariffs could seriously impact the Canadian economy, which heavily relies on trade with the United States. As the political landscape shifts, Singh aims to position the New Democratic Party as the top choice for voters who oppose the Conservatives. This potential no-confidence vote represents a pivotal moment in Canadian politics, with significant implications for Trudeau's leadership and the future of the Liberal Party. The actions of Singh, Poilievre, and other opposition leaders will be key in determining the outcome of this unfolding political drama.
Doctors Without Borders highlights crisis in Gaza. Doctors Without Borders, also known as Medecins Sans Frontières, has released a report revealing a devastating humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where signs of ethnic cleansing are emerging amid ongoing conflict. Since the violence escalated, more than 45,000 people have died due to Israeli military operations. This turmoil began on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched a surprise attack on Israel, resulting in around 1,200 Israeli deaths and the kidnapping of about 250 individuals. Currently, many hostages remain in the hands of Hamas and other militant groups. The report echoes similar accusations from Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, both condemning Israel's actions as acts of genocide. In response, the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, have denied these claims, stating their military operations comply with international law and aim to minimize civilian casualties. The situation in Gaza has worsened significantly, with reports indicating that access to essential resources like clean water has been deliberately restricted. The IDF has announced efforts to restore a desalination plant in Khan Yunis to tackle the ongoing water crisis. As the conflict continues for 14 months, both sides have suffered heavy losses. The international community is increasingly alarmed by the humanitarian implications, including mass displacement and severe shortages of basic needs. The situation remains critical, with urgent calls for intervention and support for the affected populations in Gaza.
Frank McCourt's ambitious plans for TikTok. Frank McCourt, a billionaire businessman from the United States, is gearing up to transform TikTok's business model. He's planning to bid for the popular video app, which is owned by the Chinese tech giant ByteDance. With substantial funding from investors, McCourt aims to help TikTok navigate ongoing legal challenges as it awaits a crucial decision from the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the potential sale of its U.S. operations due to security concerns. The U.S. government has raised alarms about TikTok's data practices, especially given its Chinese ownership. In response, President Joe Biden has signed new laws that could force a sale by January 19, 2025, or risk a ban in the U.S. McCourt believes the Supreme Court will uphold this law, potentially opening the door for negotiations with ByteDance. His vision includes revamping TikTok's advertising to give users more control and exploring revenue opportunities through e-commerce and data licensing for AI training, with user consent. This shift would lessen the platform's reliance on ad revenue. As part of his strategy, McCourt is also searching for a new CEO for TikTok. The plan involves migrating TikTok's technology to an open-source protocol developed by Project Liberty, which he founded to empower users to control their data. The situation is complex, involving significant investments and global tensions between the U.S. and China. The outcome of McCourt's bid and the Supreme Court's decision will shape TikTok's future and the tech landscape. What does this mean for users in the industry? Stay tuned as this story unfolds.
Volkswagen's major job cuts amid economic challenges. Volkswagen, a top automotive manufacturer in Germany, has announced it will cut over 35,000 jobs. This tough decision comes after a last-minute agreement with labor unions to avoid mass strikes, highlighting the urgent need for the company to adapt to ongoing financial challenges in the European automotive market. Chancellor Olaf Scholz has voiced his support for this agreement, stressing its importance for Volkswagen's future and for keeping Germany attractive as an industrial hub. These job cuts reflect the broader struggles facing the automotive industry, including rising costs and shifting consumer preferences. Porsche SE, Volkswagen's largest shareholder, welcomed the deal, seeing it as a way to help Volkswagen stay competitive in a tough market. Analysts believe that while these job cuts may not fully solve the stagnation in the European market, they are a necessary step amid economic difficulties. The automotive sector is vital to Germany's economy, employing millions and significantly contributing to exports. However, these job cuts could lead to increased unemployment in affected areas, impacting local communities. Looking ahead, Volkswagen plans to focus on electric vehicles and sustainability, aligning with global trends toward greener transportation. This shift is crucial for maintaining competitiveness in a rapidly changing market. The announcement of these job cuts underscores the challenges faced by the automotive industry in Germany as the company seeks to restructure in response to economic pressures.
CFPB takes action against major banks over Zelle scams. Have you ever lost money to a scam? You're not alone. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, is stepping in to address this issue by filing a lawsuit against three major banks, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. This legal action targets serious allegations of widespread scams using the Zelle payment platform, which allows users to send money directly from their bank accounts. Since Zelle launched in 2017, customers have reported losses exceeding $870 million due to fraudulent activities. The CFPB is determined to protect consumers by holding these banks accountable for not safeguarding their customers against fraud. The lawsuit was filed during the final weeks of President Joe Biden's administration, and the CFPB is seeking to stop these alleged unlawful practices and secure compensation for those affected. Federal laws require banks to reimburse customers for unauthorized payments, yet many banks have resisted doing so for those tricked into making these payments. Zelle offers convenience, but it lacks strong consumer protections, raising concerns among users and regulators alike. The CFPB's actions reflect a broader effort to enhance consumer protections in the financial sector, especially as the political landscape may change with the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. This lawsuit highlights the ongoing challenges consumers face in the digital payment world and emphasizes the critical need for regulatory oversight to ensure that financial institutions prioritize consumer safety.
Michael Barr's legal challenge amid Trump administration speculation. Michael Barr, the vice chair for supervision at the Federal Reserve, is under pressure as President-elect Donald Trump considers removing him from his position. This situation raises important questions about the balance of power between the incoming administration and the Federal Reserve, the central banking system of the United States. Barr, who was appointed by President Joe Biden, is seeking advice from a law firm to prepare for a potential legal battle. The backdrop to this conflict includes the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in March 2023, which raised serious concerns about regulatory oversight. Barr has faced criticism for his approach, particularly from Wall Street. Recently, some commentators suggested that Trump should consider removing Barr due to perceived failures in bank supervision. While the Federal Reserve operates independently, the law allows the president to remove governors only for specific reasons. This creates uncertainty about Trump's authority to act against Barr. Jerome Powell, the current chair of the Federal Reserve, has stated that the president cannot remove him, adding another layer of complexity to the situation. Barr intends to serve out his term, which ends in July 2026. Ongoing discussions about the Federal Reserve's independence are crucial as they impact monetary policy and market confidence. Investors are concerned that increased political influence could undermine the Fed's ability to manage the economy effectively. This scenario highlights the ongoing tension between political leadership and regulatory independence, which is essential for stability in financial markets. As events unfold, the implications of Barr's legal counsel and the potential for political interference will be closely watched by those invested in the financial landscape.
U.S. blacklists Chinese company Sofco over Huawei ties. The Biden administration is taking a bold step by blacklisting Sofco, a Chinese company, due to its connections with Huawei Technologies, a major player in telecommunications. Sofco recently ordered a chip from Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company, known as TSMC, which was illegally integrated into a Huawei artificial intelligence processor. This action is part of a broader effort by the U.S. government to restrict companies linked to Huawei, which has been under scrutiny since it was added to the U.S. entity list in 2019. This list prevents companies from receiving exports from U.S. firms without special licenses, which are often denied. In 2020, it became illegal to ship foreign-made chips to Huawei without a license. The U.S. Commerce Department has added several companies to the entity list for activities that threaten national security. Sofco, affiliated with Bitmain, a supplier of Bitcoin mining equipment, has drawn attention for its support of Huawei. Reports indicate that Sofco has supplied chips to Chinese state-run universities and government agencies, including China Telecom. The U.S. has taken significant steps to limit Huawei's access to technology, especially in artificial intelligence. In November 2023, the U.S. ordered TSMC to halt shipments of advanced chips, specifically those with a technology node size of 7 nanometers or smaller, to China. This decision aims to prevent advanced technology from being used in ways that could threaten U.S. national security. Huawei's Ascend 910B chip, released in 2022, is considered one of the most advanced AI chips from a Chinese company. Looking ahead, Huawei plans to mass-produce its next-generation chip, the Ascend 910C, in early 2025, aiming to compete with U.S. chipmaker NVIDIA. Mike Rijan, co-founder of Sofco and Bitmain, holds a significant stake in Xiamen Sofco Technologies. He remains a key figure in the cryptocurrency mining sector. As tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and trade escalate, the implications of these actions could lead to further restrictions on technology exports and increased scrutiny of companies involved in international trade. This situation highlights the intricate relationship between national security, technology, and global trade, particularly in the semiconductor industry, which is crucial for advancing cutting-edge technologies.
Guatemalan authorities rescue 160 children from Lev Tar sect. Guatemalan authorities recently carried out a dramatic rescue operation in the municipality of Oratorio, located about 50 miles southeast of Guatemala City. This courageous effort freed 160 children and adolescents from the Lev Tar sect, a strict Jewish group known for its controversial practices. Founded in 1988 in Israel, the Lev Tar sect has faced serious allegations of child abuse, including forced marriage and human trafficking. After moving to Mexico and Guatemala between 2014 and 2017, the group continued to attract scrutiny for its treatment of minors. A previous police operation in Mexico in 2022 also rescued children from a Lev Tar camp, raising ongoing concerns about the sect's practices. Nancy Pais, a prosecutor at the Human Trafficking Prosecutor's Office in Guatemala, explained that the rescue was based on complaints and evidence, including medical examinations. She stressed the gravity of the allegations involving human trafficking against minors. The Jewish community of Guatemala has distanced itself from the Lev Tar sect, asserting that it does not represent their beliefs. They have expressed support for the authorities' efforts to protect vulnerable groups and called for international cooperation to safeguard the rights of those at risk. This rescue operation highlights the ongoing challenges of child welfare and human rights in Guatemala. The government faces significant hurdles in enforcing child protection laws, especially against groups like Lev Tar that operate outside mainstream society. The implications of this event may lead to increased scrutiny of sects and organizations within the country, as well as potential reforms in child protection legislation.
Japan's yen decline raises concerns. Japan's government is increasingly worried about the sharp drop in the Japanese yen against the United States dollar. As of December 20, 2024, the exchange rate reached 157.93 yen per dollar, the highest value of the dollar against the yen since July 2024. This significant decline has sparked fears of excessive guessing in the foreign exchange market, leading to discussions about possible government action. Finance Minister Katsunobu Kato has stated that the government is ready to step in if the currency market experiences drastic changes. The yen has plummeted to a 38-year low, raising alarms among policymakers. The last time the government intervened to support the yen was in July 2024 when it fell below 161 yen per dollar. On December 19, 2024, the Bank of Japan held an important meeting shortly after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced a cut in interest rates. This decision indicates a cautious approach to easing monetary policy, suggesting that the gap between interest rates in the U.S. and Japan may not close as quickly as expected. Atsushi Mamura, Japan's top currency diplomat, echoed Kato's concerns, highlighting the government's readiness to respond to significant fluctuations in the currency market. Discussions among finance leaders of the Group of Seven Nations, under Italy's presidency, also touched on the effects of artificial intelligence on the global economy and support for Ukraine. The yen's decline could have serious consequences for Japan's economy, including rising costs for imports and potential inflation. Investors and trading partners will be closely watching how the government responds to stabilize the yen, as this could greatly impact Japan's economic stability and international trade.
U.S. judge rules in favor of WhatsApp against NSO Group. A U.S. judge has made a significant decision in favor of Meta Platforms Incorporated's WhatsApp in its case against the Israeli cybersecurity firm NSO Group. The lawsuit claims that NSO Group exploited a flaw in WhatsApp to install malicious software on the devices of many individuals, including journalists and human rights activists. This ruling, delivered by Judge Phyllis Hamilton in the Northern District of California, raises important questions about privacy rights and the ethical use of surveillance technology. NSO Group is known for its controversial software, including Pegasus, which has been used by governments to monitor people without their consent. WhatsApp filed the lawsuit after discovering a security weakness that allowed spyware to be installed on users' devices, aiming to hold NSO Group responsible for its actions. This ruling has broader implications, potentially setting a precedent for future legal actions against similar companies. It highlights the ongoing struggle between technology firms and government surveillance practices, reminding us of the critical importance of protecting personal privacy in our digital world. As technology continues to evolve, finding the right balance between security and privacy remains a pressing issue for everyone.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.